ועל סימן שין למטס סיף היי. הקיינס אס האלמנה, a person made chuppah with an almana, she made nisuyin already, erev Shabbos, lo yavai oleho biya rishayna, loy bi Shabbos, v'loy bi yontev, she's not permitted to be boil her in Shabbos or in yontev. Pailel Simen Reish Pei. Now let us see the Mishnah Bura. Ho Almone Biyorishoyne Hakam Diba Almono Bayan Almone Vechein Begrusho Even Shehi Bu'ulo, she was already married already and she was Nival. Iker hakinyan lirushosa ulemaisa yodeo hi habiyo v'loi hachupet. So even though we had learned till now that a person is zayche b'maisa yedeyishtoi ubirushosa after chupet, after nisuin, that is by a besulo. But by an almonim, these kinyonim, he first acquires after the biyarishayna. But till the biyarishayna, she still has a halacha of an aruso. She did not become a nesua as yet. Is therefore v'nimsa k'kayne kinyin b'shabbos. He's kayne kinyin b'shabbos. So that means, so that's what the mechaber is saying. Ha'kayne is es ha'almon. He made chuppah erev Shabbos, but chuppah is not kayne by abu'ula. So memele. So, if chuppah is not kainas, he first will acquire the kinyonei nisuyin of Yerushoso, or Maise Yodeo. He'll first acquire them after the biyin. So he's not allowed to be boil her in Shabbos because he's kainem, he gets kinyonei nisuyin through the biyin. That is pshat and the mechaber. V'ayin be'evin ha'ezer simen samach dalet sifei debir shom ha'mechaber. There the mechaber says da'av be'almone loy bo'inon biyamamish. There he says an almone does not need biya to be koine kinyone nisuin. V'sagi im hoiso yichud horoi lebiyo liknoiso ayedeze kinyin gomo levi kinesue lechol dovo. And there in Simin Samach Dalet the Mechaber paskins that an almone, that is true, the chuppah that we have, that means that's the chuppah with the klunosais, with the canopy. That chuppah is not, does not make her a nesue. That is true. But in order to make her a nesue, you need a yichud haroi lebiyel. That means that the chosen and the kale are in a room that no one else can enter. So memele, she becomes in the sewer with that. Same thing. A grushin and an amon is the same thing. V'chein hiskimu harbe poiskim, and a lot of poiskim agree with this. So now, let us just mention one thing. So even though the Mechaber holds, we have the same Mechaber. We have a Mechaber in Eir Chaim, we have a Mechaber in Ebenezer. The Mechaber in Ebenezer says that that one can be koine and almone with yichud aroy lebiya. That's what the Mechaber says. Aval Pikain, the Mechaber over here is talking about another case. The Mechaber is talking about a koines es almone. He made a normal chuppah, which is the chuppah which we have with the canopy. He did not make a yichud aroy lebiya, so he's saying he should not be boil her Leil Shabbos, because as yet he wasn't kind of her. That's all what the Mechaber is saying. So therefore, all of these, so now we'll put the two Mechabers together. And it's Kimo Habe Pais, Kimo Lefize, in Konas, Oiso, Be'erev Shabbos, Vohoiso Toiro, if there was a Chupa Erev Shabbos, and she was Toiro, V'ichnisa Acher HaChupa L'cheder Mibo'oid Yoim, and Lemaise, he brought her into a cheder Mibo'oid Yoim, V'nishyachid Imo V'loihoyu Shom B'nei Odom, there was a Yichud Aroi Lebiya. So then, Kona Oisa Kinyin Gomo, V'muta Acher Kach Lovo Yaleh, B'Shabbos. Then it's mutter. So then this aloche that the Mechaber says that also lovila is not applicable. If lemaisim he had made a yichud aroy lebiya mi ba'oid yoyim, so then lemaisim, so then she became a nesui, then you don't need the biya to be making you nesui. Avo im loyhoisa tohoira mi boidyoim, but what if she wasn't toyer? Oishu loynishyachid imo becheder miyuchin mi boidyoim, until she was toyer, but there was no yichud aroy lebiya, then also love yaleh b'shabbos. So that is pshat, and this mechaber is telling us aloche, if there was chuppah alone, there was not something more than chuppah, so then it's also love yaleh b'shabbos, because as yet she did not become a nesuah. Lilochein, so now we're putting all the halachas together. Yesh lizoya ma'oid, so one should be very careful. Sha'oisin chupas almone be'erev Shabbos, when one is making a chupas almone erev Shabbos, she'yasu es achupim, Miboid Yoim Godo. So you should make sure the chuppah should be early in the afternoon. Kideshi Eloi Liyachad Imo Acher Achuppah. That he should be Eloi Liyachad Imo Acher Achuppah. Fine. Vida. Now, this is, so now we learn Ilchis Almone. So we learned Hilchas Amone that is true. If there was not a Yichud Aroi Lebiya, so then the din will be that, he's not allowed to be Boiler on Shabbos. But if he will make Erev Shabbos a Yichud Aroi Lebiya, so then he'll be permitted to be Boiler on Shabbos. Fine. Now, this is by an almone. Vida, והרבה אחרונים כוסבו, ואפילו בבסולו יש לי זוהר לכתחילה, שישיחדו אחר החופה בערב שבס מבועד יום. Now others say that by Abbasul, this hidur, which we just said one should make by an almoneh, so there are many achronim that say we should make the same hidur by Abbasul. Why? The yesh oimrim, the chupah shalonu, our chupah. What do we mean, our chupah? Ma shemamidin oison tachas aklunosois. That what the chosen and kaleb are underneath a canopy, le mikri adayin chupah, is not called a chupah. V'hi kimekodeshes ba'omim, it's afilu by a besula. She is still an aruso, till you make yichud aroyel abiyim. V'im kain, if you did not make yichud aroyel abiyim, v'im kain kshibo le'abalai abiyir ishainu hukaini kinyim b'shabes. Fine. So if there was only, I'm sorry, I said the wrong words. If there was only klunosois, this is not sufficient. So, for a kinyan nisuin, that's right. That no, so the vial, we learned so far as follows. We learned by an almone, who was a baula, she was married already once, and now I made erusin with her. So by an almone, the halacha is that you need a yichud haroi lebiya to make a nisuin. Yichud haroi lebiya means that then there were, by an almone, that means that, well, let me just say one thing. Bismaneinu is achshir dora, which was not, it seems, till now. That means bismaneinu, what do we do? There are different shittas, what is called chuppah. There is one shita that the chosen covers the Kala, the Badekun, before everything, that's called Chuppah. That's one Shita. And therefore others hold that there should be two Eidim by the Badekun, because that's what is called Chuppah. Fine. Then after the Badekun, we go up to the Zamokin that there's poles and a canopy over it, which we call the Chuppah. And then in that mocking, they make erusin. That means he gives her a ring. And then they make sheva brachis. And then we, since they're under that mocking, she becomes a nesua also. According to many poskim, a besula is a nesua after this chuppah. According to many poiskim. We'll come to that soon. According to many poiskim, a besula is called a nesua already. Other poiskim hold not. An amone is zicha not called a nesua with this chuppah. Now, what we do lemaise, after the chuppah, the chosen goes out with the kala, he takes her into a room, and we make now a yichud haroi lebiya. That means the edim who are the edi yichud, they look into the room, no one's in the room. Then the chosen and kala locks the door from the inside. That's a yichud haroi lebiya. So we make it by every Mesula, we make a yichud haroi lebiya, which is l'chol adayis, she became a nesua then. That's what we make. Bismaneihem, they didn't have all these conveniences. Now we have a hall and a room, and they eat together. It's shalom al yisrael, but then it wasn't so kosher. So by then, the halacha was like this. By an almone, and a gerusha. So then that's what they were under, a canopy together. That doesn't make her a nesuit. You need something more than that. And what do you need more than that? So you need either hayichud haroi lebiya, you need that in order to make her a nesuit, or if you didn't make that, so she'll first become a nesuit in Shabbos, if he's Bayalah, and then you're not allowed to be Bayalah in Shabbos because he acquires a kinyan in the swing. If before you did not make a yichud haroi lebiya, that's Bayalah money. By Absule, Meikar Adin, we hold that the canopy is sufficient. So she's in the sewer already. Then he would be allowed to be boil her Leil Shabbos. But other, or just a second, but other Poiskim hold that Absule is also not in the sewer with the chuppah of a canopy. And you need a yichud. But the yichud of Absule does not have to be a yichud of Roy Lebiya. Let us just finish the lesson of the Mishnah Berurah. That's Eirusin.
That's Eirusin.
That's Eirusin. You were making the suin. So nesuin is shenichnas ol lershusay. That's nesuin. Yeah. Vida da harbe yachoinim kosvu. Da filu bimsula yeshli zoy lichatchile. That means this is frumkeit. Meiker adin, if you didn't do this, she's also on nesuin. We can be boiler on Shabbos. Ol lichatchile she yishyachlu acha chupa berem Shabbos. Mi boil yoinu. Di yesh oimrim da chupa shalonu ma shem amidu moisa tachas haklun so. Others hold this chuppah that we call a chuppah, which is the bowls underneath a canopy. This is not called a chuppah. So she is still an arusim. So according to those loyskim, shebo aleo balaylo biya harishayne, who kaine kinyin b'shabes. So then she becomes a nesua. Then he yarshin, so then maishia. That belongs to him. We're not saying that. So you should make a yichud. He didn't say that. He said you should make a yichud Friday after the means, Friday after the chuppah under the canopy. You should take them into a room and they should eat together. By Absulo.
No.
And the money, you need a yichud haroi lebiya. You can also do it on Friday.
Good.
Yeah, but make a yichud haroi lebiya. Now he's going to say, va'ach de bimsule sagi afilu biyichud ba'alme mi bo'in yoin. They come together. V'loi bi'inon davki yichud haroi lebiya. You don't need a yichud haroi lebiya by a bimsule. But according to the machmirin, we have machmirin. No, they eat together in the room, but they're in his room. That means she came into his rishus and they're eating together. That's called a chuppah. I mean, that's what they're underneath the canopy. That's called a chuppah. Chuppah means she's nichnasol l'rishusoy and they're eating together. But you don't need a yichud haroi lebiya. What that means, l'chein afilu im hoisa nide, afilu she was a nide, so they can't be, you can't lock the door. Hoisa b'nei odom nichnosim v'yoytzim sham b'hoisa cheder. Or people are walking in and out. L'chein a yichud haroi lebiya. Afo b'kein ave chupe gemura. V'choyna mivsula kinyin goma l'mehevi k'nesua b'chol ha'dvorim. So this is sufficient. V'tzorech, but now he's saying one yesod, which is negeya us. L'yachay l'hechoson oisei cheder v'havi ki ichniso l'beisoi. Now, let me just say one thing. We live now in a very sophisticated Zman. So when we wake up, we have a chasanis on the hall already. You have already there's a yichud room. Fine. So everything comes. We'll talk about the yichud room in 1 minute. So everything comes. It's a package deal already. You have the chuppah and the chasanis and the yichud room and the suda. Everything. It's all was. Yeah. You have everything taken care of. Now, if we'll go back, let's say perhaps 100 years, and they didn't have all these conveniences. And the Goyin says in an oath that after the chasana, the derech was they lived by her parents. That was the case. He didn't have an apartment. So after the chasana, for the Sheva Brachos for sure, they were by the in-laws. Now, so now we have to start scratching our heads. So let's see what happened. So they made the chuppah with the canopy. They made in the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses. That's what there's no official hall. Made in the Chotzer Beis HaKnesses in the yard of the shul. Fine. It went underneath the chuppah. Now, afterwards, right. But now we need some, he has to take her into his rishus. Where's his rishus? He comes to his father-in-law's house, so the father-in-law tells, perhaps him on the shoulder, you're in my rishus, so there's no chuppah. So therefore, in order to make a chuppah, they had to be miyached this room to the chosn. The chosn tells, well, in the father-in-law's house, or wherever they are, they have to be miyached in my room. This is your room now. You make a kinyan on the room, maybe it can be, he'll give him a halut, he'll give him 5 cents, 10 cents, he'll be kind of the room with sinus, and then this is his room, and then he takes the kala into his room, it's his room, and this is a chukra which helps me, even though people are walking in and out, but that's called she came into his rishus. This is his rishus, and she came into his rishus. Now, no, he can give a proof to be kind of the room. You don't understand the contract. She is mocking. So now, agavuchim, let's talk about by us. By us, we have everything that's very sophisticated. We have the Mokim HaChuppah and the Yichud Room. Everything comes together with the hall already. So now it matters. Do you have to speak out specifically when you're renting the hall? That, let's make it interesting. Let's say for practical purposes, the Kalas Tzad rented the hall. Fine, Gevaldik. The Kalas paying for the Chasana. So they paid for the hall. Now they paid for the hall, so fine, they paid for the hall. So now, theoretically, this room, and the Mokim HaChuppah belongs to the Kala. So the whole concept of Chuppah, which is Achnoso L'Rishus HaChosan, it doesn't work. They paid for everything already. The chosn is coming in. So what is this? So we defeated our purpose. So I once heard from the Rashiv Rabbi Yankiv that you don't have to speak out anything. It's understood they're renting out the hall. That the hall, whatever is necessary halachically, that's understood. That's part of the contract. So if halachically the yichud room has to belong to the chosn, so even though they didn't speak it out, but that's understood. Or the mokim HaChuppah has to belong to the chosn. So others hold you don't have to do anything. Let the Kalas Tzad pay and Shalom al Yisrael and give nothing but to worry about. Others say it doesn't work so automatically. You have to speak out. So now if they paid already for the hall, So now the chosen has to go over to the future father-in-law and rent the moshkei machupa from the father-in-law. You don't go to the caterer because it's rented out already. So it belongs to the father-in-law who pays for it. So you go to him and you give him a quarter, and then you tell him, I want to rent the yichud room, I want to rent the moshkei machupa. And then you have a mohuda deke chasna lechol adayis.
What?
Yes?
Is this with the...
Yeah. Sometimes the caterer comes to take the money also, but that's a choice. He's taking the money. Some of them wants to get extra money, but he got paid already. He was paying for something else. He was giving a nothing for the, he wasn't paying for this. This was Yaakov's working was for something else. So. Yeah, I'll come on him. So Mamele says, but by Amsula, we don't need a yichud aroy lebiyah. But here he says liyachid lachosan. He say a cheder, but that cheder that he's going to be taker and it has to be his. You have to be miyachid the room to him. You make a ma'ase kinyan, but a kechnisa lebeisim. Okay, in kona says Amsula berev Shabbos. She was unable to table herself. And people have to walk in because she can't make yichud with her because she's an eden. The belav hori asul yishachid he may koinem b'yirishoinem. After lo hori koinem oisa bazeh. That's what he brought her into a room that belongs to him. That's sufficient. So now she's on the sewer. Now he acquired all the schusim that Anosi has in the sewer. He was kind of harmed with this that if Nisa little shoe sign. Yeah, but she should come into his rishus. So how does she come into his rishus? So that's why he rents the room, or so it's his room, and it's not a yichud aroy lebi either, but it's achnoso lishusoy. Lishuin means that she entered
his rishus.
Yeah, and then he acquired. That's the maisa hakinyan of the year. That's the maisa. Say Kenyan of
being.
So there's a big machlokes. Others hold there's a goyin. The goyin says that it's everything because others say that's why the chosin goes down first and he's kind of the mokim was hiluch and then it's his mokim and then she comes into his rishus. So others say that guv is pshat. But there's this big machloikis in what the taik shem chupa is there's a lot of shittas. Make sure that it's pretty early yet in the afternoon, so afterwards you can make a yichud al kaponim, so you'll be yoitza lechol adeis. So it comes out. After Kolomaisis, that by an amone in a grusha, he paskins that you need a yichud aroy lebiyah And that will help. That's the Mechaber and Ebenezer. That will help, and then there'll be mutter to be Boiler and Shabbos. If he did not make a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya, he's not permitted to be Boiler and Shabbos because he acquires Kinyoni Nesuit with the Biya. By Absula Lechatchila, one should make a Yichud. It does not have to be a Yichud HaRoi Lebiya, but you should make a Yichud Shesh Nichneses Lir Shusoy, and then she's becomes on the suet, and that's like, if he didn't do it, we can be saying on the sheetahs and hold the canopy itself as achnosa l'shusay.
I still agree. What's the difference with the almon?
And the money need a yichud haroi lebiya.
Yeah.
That he has to be in a room that no one could enter that room. The door is locked, and he could, if he wanted to, he could be boiler there.
The same thing as the yosef.
Yeah. So I tell you, we're very full. I'm telling you that. Because I'm telling you, we have a hole and everything, and it comes with such a room. But this man, I didn't have such a thing. You went to the Shrev's house. She tells her, listen, be acquire a room. We have it very good.
You come all day.
Yeah, well, yeah, that's right. That's right, that's right. Yeah. Sivvo. Asa la'odom la'hoshit b'mayim dova Lahilichoi me etzloi, oi lahavioi etzloi. Now, let us just refresh our memory. We learned in the beginning of Simin Shin Lametes, one is not permitted to swim in Shabbos. Chazal asked swimming, and the reason why they asked swimming, because they were afraid a person might come and be scared. He doesn't know how to swim, so when he goes into a river, he'll make a raft, and there'll be Mechalo Shabbos with that. So Chazal asked swimming in the Noho. Now,
she might come to make a raft,
and that's why they asked him. So, because he does not know how to swim well, so he might come to make a raft, and he won't realize he's being Mechalo Shabbos. Anyway, this was the asset swimming, but this was only if he's swimming in a river. If he's swimming in a pool, which is in a chotzer, that means it's in the, he is in a pool in his yard, and there are also mechitzes, barriers around the pool that the water will not go into the yard. So then that pool is considered like a keli, and one is permitted to swim in such a swimming pool. That means we have here that it's in his yard, and there's a barrier around it, that the water won't overflow and go into the yard. So that is a din of a keli, and one is permitted to swim there. Fine. This is what we had learned till now. But the isa of swimming is in the river. In the river that is not an enclosed area, there's an isa to swim. Now, also la odom. So now we're speaking about a person that's in the river. So if a person will enter the river and he won't swim, he's not swimming. Finished. No problem. So I'm not swimming.
He won't go to the water.
Come walk into the water and he's not swimming. Fine. He wants to table himself in the river. No problem. He's not going to swim. Now he comes into the water. He's in the river. He wants a table. So, and he sees there's a lot of floating objects, which he would prefer to push them away. They're not live objects, but I'll cut on them. There's reeds or something else. He wants to table himself, so he wants to push this away. So, what is it by pushing this away? He's making these objects float. Push them away. They're floating already. He pushed them away. So he's making them float. So what's the Gevelle? So in the Gzede, that you're not allowed to swim and float. You're not allowed to make in the river something else float. So you're not allowed to do this.
Depending on the rat.
No, but this was in the Gzeira. This was in the Gzeira. Just like you're not allowed to swim, you're not allowed to make something else swim. So by pushing it away, we consider that that was Nichlal in the Gzeira. You're not allowed to swim, and you're not allowed to make something else float and swim.
When the dollars, you shouldn't make a rat. What is...
No, when a person...
What did they define that name?
A raft was something, no, before he goes into the water. Yeah, he wove together reeds and that... No, they wove together reeds and that floated and that ensured them that if he won't be able to swim, he'll hold on to the raft A fish is muktzeh. He's a malchai. Oh, now, also la'odom. Now, la'hoshin b'mayim, to make something swim, float. Dovo le'lichoy me'etzloy, to push it away from him. Ve'ilahaviyo yetzloy. Ve'lochein. So in the Gzeira of Chazal, that you're not allowed to swim, you are also not allowed to make something else go, move, to float. That's Nichlal in the Gzeira of Eishota. Vilochein, therefore, Kismim shall pnei amayim. These are like reeds which are floating al pi amayim. Also lahav silon lekan lekam. This is not allowed to push them away. Kedei lenakis amayim. She yover. He wants to travel himself. He wants to have. He doesn't want to have all these reeds. Could be they're not too clean either. He wants to table himself at Shabbos. So he wants to push them away. So this is Otto. Tabid, this is Asa. Right? That's what he says. Now let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Also, Lord, Mishazel Gamkein Bechlal Agzeresh Leiloshen Beshabbos. Just like you're not allowed to swim, so you're not. He's not permitted to make something else also swim. Also, lav silam v'chol zeh b'nohor. This is a river. That means in a river, there's a gzeira. You're not allowed to swim. So the gzeira is extended. You're not allowed to make something else float away. Avol b'kli, but if this is in a keli, in a bath, ay bevrecho, or a pond, a pool, sheyesh lo sofa legozo, k'moy shenis boyo l'maylo. Fine. Then this will be permissible. Fine. So then there's no Yisrael. So now there's a Murdike Shaila. I just like to say over what the Tzeisa Shulchan holds. Now let us speak about a person goes to a mikveh. He's a shtickle mechonik, and it seems the mikveh Shabbos is the mikveh that was. That's after an Erev Shabbos, and there was a multitude of people Erev Shabbos, and you have scum and foam and allegotazachin. What? Here. Fine. You have a whole bunch of things floating on the mikveh. Fine. But there's no issa. This is, no issa. But the Tzaisa Shulchan declares a Shabbat is an issa of boiler. I'm buying a playlist. That means I want to table myself in this area. And in this area, I want it to be no scum, no nothing. I want it to be no scum, to push away all the thing. And then I'll table myself. I'm coming Shabbos Kodesh. So there's a shayla. Tap him on the shoulder, Rabbi, the Moirnik, the Kovin Shabbat, but you know, you're just a Mahalo Shabbos. You were a Moirnik. Psalus, Mitaychensa, you were a push away the Psalus. That's the Shaila. That is a Shaila. And And the Zalcha Shulchan, the class says it is a Shaila Bayram. But Sais HaShulchan says he wants to be Meiko and he wants to say it's not Bayram. And he says two reasons. One reason he says like this, there is a Machloikis, there's a Maritats, which we hear in Hilchos Bayram. We don't pass like the Maritats, so let's just bring down, there's a Shitas Maritats. The Shitas Maritats is, if you have a fly floating on, if you have a case of wine, and all of a sudden, you want to make Kiddush, and all of a sudden, your fruit flies, they come to hear Kiddush, and somehow, it jumps into the case, wants to hear very well, not to miss a word, and now you have a fruit fly in the case. And I want to get rid of it. So the Maritat says, you can take it out with your finger. There's no shayla b'ayir. It's b'ayir b'selus mitay seichel. The Maritat says because it's not called mu'uriv, it's not called b'ayir is, so it's mixed up b'selus and oichel, and so therefore it's mixed up. So that's right. Since it's on the surface, it's floating. It's floating. You can see it. You see it in front of you. So Mamela, it's not called mu'uriv. It's not called mixed. It's called the floating. She says you take your finger and you take it out and shalom al yisrael. This is the Maritat. So
dropping into the...
Okay, then if it started dropping, then you'll have more of a problem. But Kolzman is floating. This is the Maritat. So we're machna. We don't know like the Maritats. Okay. Al Kopronim, so there's an AC to take out with some wine or fine. Anyway. But he brings down a Shulchan Aruch Harav, the Shulchan Aruch Harav says, you have this fly, you want to get rid of the fly. So he says, you're going to blow it off. You blow it away. It's very operative. Blow it away. Zok to Shulchan Aruch Harav, to blow it out of the case, not allowed to. That's why. That's Brudon Paschal, like the Marita, says Boya. But to blow it towards the wall of the kais, then I'm going to drink from the other side, that's Mutal. So he explains what is Pshat in the Shulchan Aruch Harav. Pshat in Shulchan Aruch Harav, Boya is called, he says, and the Psalus is still here. I didn't take out the Psalus from the oil, still here. I just pushed it away. So if you push it away, and this is not a real boira, because the mice it is floating, so even they null to take it out, but to push it away, this will be mutter. So Mamela, he says, here will be the same thing. He says, when he wants to table himself, when the mikveh is not too clean, he wants to table himself. So he says, so if he clean out the whole mikveh, that's a problem. He doesn't have the whole mikveh. He just wants to push away the scum and the whatever there is in order to that he should be able to table himself. So he says, this is mutter. It's just going to go out of the water. That's Gebaldik. It will take the message and it'll go out of the water. So I didn't take it out. It went out by itself. But here we're talking about if I'm taking it out, so I should take it out. It could be it's also. But. So fine. So that's this. And then he wants to say by pushing it away is a shinui. It's not derech breire. He says, if you want to clean the mikveh, he says, in the mikveh they have a nice net. You put the net in and you clean it out. That's how you clean it out. Just pushing it away is a shinui in its own. The mikveh solemaise, he is mako that one is permitted to do this. Now let's just see the Mechaber and Siv Zayin. Svina, a ship. Now, this, it seems, is all a continuation of the Issa Shot. A person is not allowed to swim. He's not allowed to make something else to float in the river. And he is not allowed to go in Shabbos in a ship that is floating.
Which ship me?
The swim.
Very dumb one.
No. That's exagerated. No, swimming is some rabbonon because he might come and make a rest. But the rabbonon, when they asked swimming, it was a very inclusive issue. You're not allowed to swim in the water. You're not allowed to make something else swim. And you're not allowed to enter a boat that is floating on the water. Because if you enter a boat that's floating, so you're also floating. So this all goes into the gzeira of also loshet. But what if the boat is tied to is resting on the ground? That means the boat is not floating, or the boat is tied to the dock. So a mele, so that's also considered it's not floating. Then it's mutter. That's this loshet. Svine. If the svina is resting on the karkois hayom, on the ground, it's not floating, it's resting on the karkois hayom. So I'm allowed to enter the svina Shabbos because I'm not entering a mucking that is floating, it's not floating. It's resting on the ground. Ve'im ikshuro. And if it's tied, kiminigas mines o'indais banamo, like the ships which normally are tied to the dock. Yeah. Even though it is floating, one is permitted to enter the ship. Okay.
Some
people have
one
ship across
the ocean, and it will be our jobs.
They entered it on Shabbos?
Oh, that's the question.
If you entered before, it's no problem.
No problem.
No problem. Yeah, that we're going to have also, that's right. That's becomes base. If he entered it before Shabbos, yeah. I know.
Oh.
Oh, whoa. That's it.